Today, the liberation theology movement advances stealthily, riding the environmentalist and indigenous wave sweeping the world. Now, if you don't believe me, let me take you back to last Thursday night. You want some ecological liberation theology? Here you go.
Yes. You know, the food pyramid, but people
yes.
are
yes.
to reduce red meat specifically.
Yes, I would.
Do you ban plastic straws?
I think we should. Yes.
So would you ban offshore drilling?
Yes.
Just today, the Trump administration announced plans to overturn requirements on energy-saving light bulbs. Would you reinstate those requirements as
If you can get electricity from a light bulb that utilizes one-tenth of the power that an old incandescent light bulb used, of course you're going to do that.
We have to take combustion engine vehicles off the road as rapidly as we can.
What? Educating everyone on the need to curb population growth seems a reasonable campaign to enact. Would you be courageous enough to discuss this issue and make it a key feature of a plan to address climate catastrophe?
Well, Martha, the answer is yes. I think especially in poor countries around the world where women do not necessarily want to have large numbers of babies, and where they can have the opportunity through birth control to control the number of kids they have, something I very, very strongly support.
Let's talk about offshore drilling for oil. Would you ban it?
Yes.
Would you ban offshore drilling? Absolutely yes. We will transition off of fossil fuels.
No, we won't.
Natural gas.
No, we won't.
Coal, oil.
What about the export of fossil fuels from the United States? Would you ban that?
Absolutely, we must get to that point.
There's no question I'm in favor of banning fracking.
I'm in favor of a carbon-free America.
In my administration, we're not going to build any new nuclear power plants.
We should set out the rules for what kind of plant, you know, coal-burning plants. No one's going to build another coal-burning. We've got to shut the ones down we have.
We're going to end factory farming because that is a danger to the environment and to climate change. You know, there will be a transition. There will be a transition.
These people are, they're folks, they're lunatics. But they actually believe that stuff. So does the Pope. Papa Francis believes that. So does his cardinalate. So do his bishops. So do the people in the Curia. So does Slim Jim James Martin, who now is a position of authority. Ladies and gentlemen, they're going to pull the trigger on this. They're getting old. They have nothing to lose now. This is Beelzebub's end game. Reduce man back to his base, uncivilized self. And he's going to do it with an assist from the Holy Roman Catholic Church. And now, those people are empowered by the fact that what should be the greatest stumbling block to that those lethal plans that you just heard is on their side. It's not in their corner. It's out there leading. Mr. Bond is out there listening this morning and sends this. Mr. Church, you need to read this to the audience. All right, Greg, I will. Quote, in order to stabilize world population, it is necessary to eliminate 350,000 people a day. It's a horrible thing to say, but it's just as bad not to say it. Who said that? Oceanographer Jacques Cousteau, published in The Courier, a publication of the UN. Who's going to be at Papa Francis's Pan-Amazon, Shamazon Synod? The UN. Where is this, where is the authority to basically try and take over the Amazon, which, by the way, exists between, I think, it's six sovereign countries? Where is the authority going to come from to do this? The UN. The UN. Continuing on with this piece from the TFP. In the upcoming Pan-Shamazon Synod, the movement will find, quote, a window of opportunity to mobilize many people, close quote. as Fra Beto said. When analyzing the Second Vatican Council, some people customarily recognize three elements: its documents, the media council, and its concrete application, or rather the use and abuse that progressive sectors made of the council. The third element is by far the most destructive. A similar analysis criterion can apply to the coming Pan-Amazon Synod. The working documents are already causing great concern. Cardinal Walter Brandmuller, I just mentioned him a moment ago, charged them of being nothing less than heresy and apostasy. As for the media synod, suffice it to hear the trumpets of the environmentalist and indigenous propaganda machines. The Democrats you just heard are going to be all over with love for Pope Frank and the Pan Shamazon Synod. Watch. These movements are rejoicing over all the water the synod will bring to their mills. The third element will be the use and abuse of the synod by the liberation theology movement, and especially its most updated versions found in eco-theology of liberation and indigenous theology. This most destructive element must not be absent from our analysis of the upcoming Roman Assembly. I see Josh Wills mentioned in the chat room at crusadechannel.com/chat. The preparatory document for this, which isn't, look, it's out there. Anyone can go and get a copy of this and read it. You will be shocked. First thing you're going to go with, what kind of a Catholic wrote this? Well, this is the point. They're not. 80 million alleged Catholics in the United States, 70% don't think that transubstantiation occurs. That's a heresy. You want to be excommunicated for that. That means you're not a Catholic. Well, who are you to say? That's not me saying that. This is the smoldering remains of the American version of the faith that remains after the revolution of the 1960s.